Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Garth. What is your last name? Because I've tried to say it a few times, and I keep getting it wrong.
My name is Garth Malchas.
Yeah. See, it's that G in your last name that I just can't pronounce. It's like you have to use the back of your tongue or something.
Yeah, it's very challenging.
Well, Garth, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally?
I am South African, born and raised here and still in South Africa at the moment.
Now, tell me a little bit about your sort of growing up years. Was yachting something that you had always looked towards doing? Was it a dream of yours, or did you have sort of other paths that you took first?
I had never been exposed to yachting until well after my university years. As a youngster, initially, when I was really young, I wanted to become a fireman, actually. And as I grew up, that obviously grew off and I got into science when I was at high school and then went on and studied polymer science during my university years.
Wow. And you did some bodybuilding and stuff as well, did you not?
Yes, so I used to do rugby quite seriously. I had dreams of playing for the South African rugby team. And when I reached about 16 years old, I decided, well, I need to start hitting the gym and pack on a little bit of muscle. And I got seriously into the gym thing and the rugby days were put behind me. And I went forward with bodybuilding for a few years up until I finished university and decided I'd studied polymer science and I thought there was a bit more out there, and I was very restricted in my lifestyle with the bodybuilding thing, so I decided I should put that behind me for a while and get my career on the go, which is sort of how the build up to how I discovered yachting started. So what happened was after I finished my internship year, I decided, well, the working in a lab thing, it seems a bit like maybe it's not the thing for me. And I started interviewing a few entrepreneurs because I was thinking of heading the entrepreneurship route. And everyone advised me that maybe you should go traveling because during these years of your life in your 20s, it's a great opportunity to do something like that. Whereas if you start your career now, you'll only be able to do it once you reach 60 or so and you've retired and settled down and all of that. And I took that to heart and started planning an adventure. So I met a guy who he is retired and now is a full-time traveler. And he told me about this adventure that he wanted to go on. It was sort of an expedition where we would be doing a motorbike trip from the southernmost point of Africa to the southernmost point of South America, all on land. Yeah. And we were going to do this on the motorbikes, and I decided, well, if I'm going to do this, maybe I can sort of make an income out of it. So I planned to do a documentary film series of this and got in touch with some biotech labs and geneticists, because if you look at the National Geographic website, that is the map following the map of human migration, which was quite interesting. So that was going to be a nice standpoint. And we planned that and got started in 2019. And unfortunately, I had a bike accident. And this is still leading up to how I discovered yachting. So I had the bike accident. And once I recovered, returned to South Africa, we couldn't start the trip again until 2020 because the seasons had to be right. You didn't want to travel in the winter in the cold weather. You wanted it to be nice and warm and sunny all the time. So we were going to wait out the rest of 2019. And with this guy being a full-time traveler, he had circumnavigated the world already twice on his own yacht, and had some friends in yachting. And we decided that we would go sailing with one of his friends that needed a boat delivered from Gibraltar to Greece. And that's how I discovered yachting. So I went and did a competent crew course with the RYA and headed off because I didn't want to be the only guy on the boat not knowing what I'm doing, and got onto the boat and absolutely loved just being on the ocean.
So that lit your fire. You know, most people do have a story, whether it be from, you know, a young age or whether it be from your age. The fact is that they discover, especially when you're talking about sailing, the minute you get on the water, you just get this love and feel for it. And that's it for you. For you, do you, I mean, I imagine it's hard right now. Actually, you're in South Africa. So how difficult is it to get visas and to get wherever you need to go in order to find work?
So luckily with that bike trip being planned, I had arranged all of my visas before the bike trip. So in 2019, I had arranged my Schengen visa and my B1, B2 visa for this trip, which has been quite a blessing because now I've got those visas and lined up ready to search for work.
So where do you want to head? Like, where is your first sort of stopover point to look for work?
Currently, I am looking anywhere I can get work. I don't mind where the vessel is at the moment. I just want to get out there and experience and build some experience up, build some longevity up on a vessel, and then go forward with my career from there. So during 2020, I did some more courses with Sail Due South in Langebaan, South Africa. And I finished my RYA coastal skippers over there and got my powerboat and my VHF and all the necessary qualifications. And now I'm just hunting to start using those qualifications and get my foot in the door.
So what position are you looking for at the moment?
Just a deckhand position on board, either a motor yacht or a sailing yacht, obviously in the super yacht industry. So one of the larger yachts in the industry.
Are you willing to take a smaller yacht if it comes along?
Yeah, I'm not going to be fussy, so I'll take whatever I can. Yes.
That's a good answer. Do you plan on making this a career? Like, do you think this is something that you want to take beyond deckhand, possibly engineer, possibly captain's position one day?
100%. So it's always been in my personality to, when I start doing something, I go all out as far as I can with it. And with yachting, it's grown onto me because it's something I'm really passionate about and that I love doing. And if I can put all of those efforts into something I love, I'm going to do that. So the goal is obviously to become a captain of a vessel one day. And I just want to get my foot in and start taking the steps I need to get to that position.
So is it the traveling, is it the money, or is it just the pure passion for the ocean and something that you've just fallen in love with?
It's a combination of them all. So I love the ocean a lot and I love traveling a lot and I don't mind a check either. So that can all be put in one little bubble. I'm more than happy to go for that.
So I guess in this career, when they say that if you find a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life, is that how you see this?
100%.
Well, you know what, Garth? I wish you the absolute best and best of luck. And hopefully somebody will see this and say, you know what? That's the man for the job and we're going to hire him.
Awesome. Yes, I hope so too.
We'll include your details down below this interview when it airs. I just want to thank you very much again. Again, it's been Garth. He's out of South Africa. And he would love to work for you on your sailboat, your motor yacht, no matter the size, as a deckhand. And he's willing to learn from the ground up. You've been watching another edition of the PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.